Okay, so what's going on? Last episode, we were saying that the next two episodes, by the way, we're doing five episodes a season. This is number four. We said last episode, the next two episodes are going to be bangers because we already have it planned out. This episode's going to be really good, but next episode is going to be two times better, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Okay, so in this episode, we're going to be talking about kind of like scary. I know it's not Halloween, but like Halloween in 3 months, we got to start getting spooky season next holiday. Not really, but like we just want to talk about scary stuff. Because we don't know why, but we're going like urban legends and like stuff like that. Like it's like scary. It's not going to be like a usual episode. We plan most of this out. This is going to be a pretty good episode.
Yeah. So, this episode, we're going to be talking about creepy urban legends.
Or just creepy, like, legends or myths.
Yeah, like random, like, myths.
Yeah.
Okay, so this legend is from North Street, Lewis, Missouri. This urban legend is known as Bubblehead Road. The story is told differently from person to person, but mostly everyone in St. Louis has heard about it. Okay, this is like a paragraph, so I need a deep breath. A scheduled street in uncooperated North Street. Oh my gosh, street or. Wait, is that street or
was right there. Settled?
No.
Oh, that's Saint.
Oh, Saint Louis. Louis country. Official named the Carrico Road.
Carrico Road.
Urban legend states that something to the effect that years ago people settled near the end of the road, through years of inbreeding, and the descendants of the original settlers developed hydrophagies or water on the brain,
which
caused their heads to be oversized, hence the term bobblehead. This is oh my god.
Dude, you're selling.
I can't read. Read that. Oh my gosh. Relatively. Famous urban legend in Nocoa, St. Louis, with many residents convicted of some truth behind it. Indeed, when you drive to the end of the road, there are several. No trespassing signs, and I mean a lot of signs. I've heard of many people getting chased off at night by unseen figures in the woods. It's a rite passage. Basically, at some point in your life, you drive up there with your friends.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay, so that was one. It
wasn't too scary, but...
Yeah, it wasn't too scary. We're just starting off a little bit easy. Shout out to Reddit, by the way. This is going to be the first one. We're going to use another app because reading through, like, four paragraphs with... Let's try to use another app and make it a little more shorter. But shout out to Reddit for that one. We're not going to put a caption, but you guys can... You can download the app, go on Google or whatever, and just type it in.
Yeah, and when you're in the app, search r/horror.
And, yeah, you get there. We're not going to put a whole caption, blah, blah, blah right now. But next episode, we're going all out. I know we keep saying it, but stay tuned for that. It's going to be the best episode yet.
I'm going to find some more.
I mean, Wikipedia might work.
Yeah.
By the way, do not use Wikipedia for anything. This is just for entertainment purposes only.
Yeah.
Wikipedia, if you really want real answers, do not use Wikipedia.
Do not. Honestly, never use.
Yeah. Entertainment purposes only.
No offense to Wikipedia, but their app is really good.
It's not bad. They have like everything, but like everything is not good.
Yeah, it might not be
everything.
Yeah.
It would be like, yeah.
Okay. Which one do you want to do?
New book. I really don't care. Just pick a random one.
Just do this one?
Damn. This is even longer. Sorry about this. Here, just exit out of Wikipedia. This is gonna get better because we're gonna do scarier stories as we go in. So stay tuned for a little bit later. Yeah. Why don't we just talk about myths instead of urban legends? Just talk about myths. Myths are the same thing but shorter. Sorry for this
inconvenience.
Yeah. Don't worry. This is going to be a lot better. We're going to pick out sort of scary, like from what we think the least scariest and kind of make our way up till we get to like, I have a really good one in mind. But shout out to Wikipedia, I guess.
Which one do you want to do? Dooleytown, Arizona.
No, just do myths.
Just do Dudleytown.
Dudleytown. Dudleytown probably sounds the least scariest out of them all.
Imagine this. This is like it literally feels like it feels like I'm getting watched.
By the way, shout out to Acer and Dell for helping us basically create this whole podcast. I mean, we got our Dell computer, which we used to record and use mics. And then we got Acer, which we're looking it up on. So shout out to them. I highly recommend Dell and Acer. They might be Chromebooks, but they're good running computers or PCs, because Dell does make computers.
Yeah.
Shout out.
Okay. Oh, and by the way, I'm reading off of
was it that one?
This one?
Sure.
This is like a curse. This isn't.
So we probably.
Okay, wait.
Guys, this episode might start off a little bit shaky.
Because honestly, this
but
is.
But trust me, it's going to get better.
Yeah.
Trust me, this is. Okay, we're back. This is going to get better. We're making this episode pretty long. Not longer than usual, but when you're not going to see more editing, we're going to do less editing to save our energy for
the next
episode. Banger. I don't know how many times I'm going to keep saying that. It's a banger. And yeah, but like if you're, I recommend for this episode, just listen. Don't watch it. Like, our other episodes, they're not really watchful, but, like, just, this is mainly for listening.
Okay, so we're not going to go off. I'm going to try to read this decently quick, and if I'm, like, if you want to read a couple, if you want to.
Well, okay. Why don't we just go scary movie myths? Like, scary movie, no, like.
I don't even know. This is, like.
This is, we did, I did this earlier on my phone. I came up with way different answers. Like, I came up, like, different, I don't know how to explain, but, like, mine were, like, short, easy to read. But.
Hold on, I need to search something up really quick.
Also, shout out to, next episode, we'll tell you guys about, what microphones we're using, if you like the quality of our mics. Next episode, we'll tell you, what mics we are using. Sorry about,
Okay, Ooh, this one. Okay.
A mother's call. I'll read it. Wait, hold on. Move the mic closer to me. A daughter was in her room upstairs doing her homework when suddenly she heard her mother call, "Come down for dinner." She jumped onto her feet and began making her way towards the stairs. But before she even took a step, hands grabbed her and pulled her into the laundry room besides the staircase. She panicked before realizing it was her mother. Her real mother, eyes watery and bloodshot. Don't go down there, honey. I heard it too. For starting it off. Remember, I told Mom how many times.
I bet the longer ones are probably like better, but I don't feel like reading. This is a podcast. No.
Just no. Yeah. We try to get. I mean, why don't we talk about like movie myths?
I mean, I don't
like
really
for like
know a lot.
Scream or like Michael Myers. I mean, I know one myth that I think I saw this from Reddit, but it was like every time like you feel like if you're just like sitting down and you feel like a tinkling on you, like kind of like a tinkle, like a bug landed on you and there's nothing there, it's like the ghosts of dead bugs that you've killed in your life. Yeah. Have you ever like felt that just like sitting down and then just like a weird tinkling like on your leg or like just on your arm, like anything? Then when you look there's like nothing there.
Yeah. Or it was just a fly that flew away.
Well, this episode was kind of a.
Okay, let's see this one. I'm gonna visit this.
Sorry, I guess. We were trying to thought this was gonna be a banger. I mean, if you still like this, thanks, I guess.
Yeah. Mm. Okay, bye.
Also, my opinion. You guys, if you haven't heard episode 3 yet, I highly recommend episode 3. I highly also recommend going sort of in order.
That's kind of weird.
Going sort of in order. So, like.
Which one
do
you
want to
do?
I really don't care.
Really scary.
Okay. You read, I guess. Here, use this mic.
Okay.
We'll switch mics for this, because my mic, the one that I use is probably a little bit better. Yeah.
No, it definitely is.
Ooh, really? Ooh.
Okay, these might be a little bit weird. Okay, I'm going to do the shortest one here.
That's technically what they signed up for.
So, this one is called, "There's Someone Under the Bed."
So close to the mic.
My fault.
It makes a weird sound.
Okay, so this is called "There's Someone Under the Bed."
Oh, I think I've heard of this.
Okay, so this reads, "Sometimes the very short ghost stories are the best. And this tale from Reddit via BuzzFeed tells the story of a father putting his young son to bed. I begin tucking him into bed and he tells me, 'Daddy, check for monsters under my bed.' I look underneath for his amusement to see another him under the bed staring back at me, quivering and whispering, 'Daddy, There's someone, somebody on my bed. That's kind of creepy.
That should be higher up.
Yeah.
I mean, that was.
It's not. It's not. It's a good one, but.
This is where we're gonna start getting good. Left for the first 15 minutes or so.
Okay.
Sort of happened. Sorry.
Okay. Okay, so.
Sort of, yeah? Okay.
Oh, wait, you could take the mic out of this one, by the way.
Right? I don't know. Don't can break you? It.
Yeah, I'm not going to break can. It. I'm not going to do it.
We're going to do that.
Yo, this one?
Yeah. You do it, because my voice okay. sounds up weird.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay,
go. Okay, so this one is called Super, Super Short Ghost Stories. That's just what it says. And this says, finally, something a little different. The Metro wanted to put something together spooky and came up with these one or two sentence ghost stories that are designed to get you thinking. So here are my favorite. Mummy, the man at the top of the stairs, says you should leave.
I woke up to hear knocking on glass at first. I thought it was the window until I heard it come from the mirror again.
Damn! That was good!
There's nothing like the laughter of a baby unless it's 1 a.m. in your home alone.
I feel like stop for a second. I feel like I've heard that.
Yeah, like there's some of these that I've...
I feel like I've heard that. Just like it's hard to put my finger on it.
Like if anyone gets like scared of any of these stories, just like they're not real. They're not real.
Trust me. They're not real.
Bro, it's almost like saying there was a ghost by my side. I saw it. It was a whoopee.
Yeah.
And he poopied.
No. It's like saying. It's like saying that. The diner. It's technically like saying that we've discovered the entire ocean. Like what?
Yeah.
It's like saying like. They're not real. If you get scared, you can rewatch some of our other episodes. But
yeah.
Trust me.
It's not real.
If you guys really want spooky vibes, listen to this at 2 a.m.
Yeah, and then when you hear your walls creaking, just remember Bloody Mary is there. I'm kidding.
No, we should do the Bloody Mary one.
Oh, this one?
Bloody Mary. Well, we technically know everybody.
I remember I used to be so scared of Bloody Mary.
Yeah,
when I was
did Bloody Mary. Nothing happened.
Well, yeah, it's a myth and it's not real.
We're not gonna go all out for editing.
Oh, there's someone behind me. There's something in the camera.
We're not gonna go all out for editing. But if you guys wanna check out some of these websites or replay, shout out
Haunted Rooms. Never mind. What am I yapping about?
Yeah. Shout out to Boons. Probably not gonna put caption.
I'm gonna do the Bloody Mary curse. There's something behind me. Oh, I'm gonna do this one in the Kermit Frog.
Don't turn around.
I was about to say something, but I can't on this app. I just poopied. Okay. Oh, wait, no, this is just a sum up. Never mind. The true story of the Bloody Mary ghost. That's crazy. Which one should I do?
The legend ball bit.
Well, I'm gonna do this one. I miss the old Kanye.
This is probably gonna be the second video that's been posted.
The longest one was like, what?
20 minutes and stuff. Well, next episode is probably going to be really long, though.
With?
We can't say who.
Yeah, I know, but with that person?
Yeah.
What are we gonna yap about though?
Let's just say.
I'm kidding.
There's gonna be a special guest. This would be most special guests. Some of the seasons special guests a couple times, and then other seasons.
Probably like the last
episodes.
Like, there's gonna be a special
every podcast. Maybe like two or three episodes a season. Well, highest all of them, but like we're probably only gonna do that one season. And if not, we're probably not gonna do that.
Yeah.
But
okay. I'm gonna do
The Hitchhiker That Never Was.
Yeah, and I did that in a really deep voice because I want you to be scared. Now cuddle up in your bed and try not to get scared.
Listen to this at 2 a.m.
Yeah, don't get scared, Pookie. Probably shouldn't say that. I don't know why, but I probably shouldn't because I'm gonna get called weird, which I am. And okay, I'm gonna start reading this.
Bullies, if you get called weird by bullies, just remember bullies are weirder.
Wait a way. Okay, do you like your drink?
It's very good.
Nice. Okay. Okay. This says, a girl in a pretty white dress and embedded sweater flags
embroidered. Down in... Not embedded. How does that say embedded?
I don't know. I just read it wrong. Okay. I read it wrong. Oh, my God.
Embroidered, you say.
Embroidered.
Yes.
Sweater flags down an old man for a ride. You read. I'm
oh my God.
I'm gonna stutter.
He gives her a ride, her great grandmother's house, and they leave lovely conversation, talking about the old days, and the early man and the elderly man shares some great stories with
her. Yeah, he dropped her off at her great great grandma's.
I can't do that. At her Kima's house. And he goes home the following day when he gets into the car, pick up some milk and paper. He realizes the sweater's still in his car. He swings by the younger girl's Kima's house to drop off the sweater, and her Kima answers the door, explains why he's there.
I'm sorry, sir. Think you have the wrong address.
My great-granddaughter died
many years ago wearing a favorite white dress. After night out dancing.
Oh! Well, I'm sorry. Oh. Sorry, guys. I dropped the mic. Oopsie, boopsie. Oopsie, whoopsie, doopsie. Okay. Oh, yeah. I say we go to like 20, 25 minutes.
Yeah, this is going to be a lot of editing.
Yeah, this is... No, not
really. It's
okay.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Shout out Canva. Shout out Canva. I mean, you meant for YouTube, for YouTube videos and all that. I haven't really done that. So, I can't have a thing on that, but if you're just, like, editing, like, a little bit, like, podcast, like, wallpaper, any of that, shout out to Canva, man.
For real, like,
we're not getting sponsored by any of these.
Shout outs, but thank you.
Yeah, but, like, we're not getting sponsored for, like, Dell.
I got a good one.
Last one.
Yeah.
But we're not getting sponsored. Shout out to Canva. Shout out to Dell. Shout out to Acer. Just shout out everybody.
Thank you, Acer. Thank you, Dell.
Yes.
Thank you, Canva.
I recommend them all. We'll tell you our mics next episode. But we
I don't even know this
it's
mic.
It's like a woo-woo.
A woo.
Yeah. Okay.
Last one.
The Ghostly Maid. Children's ghost stories don't always have to be scary in a way.
Yeah.
The one below is kind of sweet. Then we're not reading this if it's sweet, but I'll still read it. Once upon a time, a man and a boy who had lost their wife, it says once upon a time because it's not real,
yes.
Lost their wife and
not
mother.
Real.
Lost their mother and wife, or wife and mother, moved into a new house. They were told by the locals in the village that the house was haunted, but neither the man or the boy believed in ghosts. And they moved into the house quite happily. The child was downstairs and asked the maid of the home for a glass of water and some fruit. She happily obligated. She also told the boy that there could be ghosts. Later that day, the boy struck up a conversation with his father. "Daddy, I've been thinking. I could believe in ghosts. The maid told me that there might be ghosts in this house. Son, we don't have a maid. We need to leave."
Oh, yeah.
I mean, close it off.
America.
I cannot do the jigsaw voice.
Like this. Okay.
I mean, ready?
Wanna play a game?
Is that?
Wanna play a game?
I mean,
play.
Okay. We're probably gonna close out this episode. They're by far, probably longest episode. If we do a longer episode, which we're probably not gonna do, it's gonna be next episode. Are you saying beep beep?
No, I said yippee.
No, I sure you said beep beep.
I said yippee.
Oh, yippee. Okay.
That one might have stunk.
Dude, shut the Fortnite up.
Sorry, Fortniters.
Oh my god. Okay. Shout out Dell. Shout out Canva. Shout out Acer. Shout out anything that we used. But for this video, especially shout out Haunted Rooms.
Thank you,
Haunted Rooms. And next episode, we'll tell you about mics, blah, blah, blah. And
yippee. Goodbye.
Wrapped up. See ya.